This is Dr. Lee indicating history. Physical patient name, Aycoth, A-Y-C-O-T-H, Aycoth, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, date of birth 7/26/1937. Place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 11/11/2023. It's initial history and physical. History of present illness, this is an 86-year-old female. She was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problem, COPD, not on home oxygen, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, hypertension, anxiety, depression, and tobacco abuse. She presented with fatigue for the last few days, generalized weakness. She also has a chronic intermittent headache. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. She was known to have a flu-like symptom and she was flu positive. She also has acute hypoxic respiratory failure. She was placed on 3 liters of oxygen by nasal cannula. BNP chest X-ray show suspicion for heart failure. She was given IV Lasix initially, then subsequently changed to PO Lasix. She also had antibiotic course, ceftriaxone and doxycycline for 4 days along with prednisone. PTOT consulted because of generalized weakness. They recommended subacute rehab. Patient was subsequently transferred to subacute rehab for a continuation of physical therapy and medical care. At present, when I saw her, the patient, she has some hard of hearing. She denies any headache, dizziness, shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, as I mentioned, COPD, but not on home oxygen. Next line hypertension, next line anxiety, next line depression, next line chronic smoking history. History of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. She also has a left tibial fracture status post ORIF, fibula fracture in 2021, left femur rod placement, history of left hip repair, fracture, and partial hysterectomy. Allergies, sulfamethazone, ampicillin, erythromycin, macrolide, oxycodone, penicillin. Social history, history of smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Current medications, Tylenol, 500 milligram, 2 tablet every 8 hour, PRN, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, Q6 hour, PRN, amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, calcium carbonate, 500 milligram daily, vitamin D supplement 1000 units daily, vitamin B12 1000 mcg daily, escitalopram 5 mg daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, lactulose 15 ml POBID, lisinopril 40 mg daily, lovastatin 40 mg at night, melatonin 3 mg at night, nicotine patch 14 mg daily, miralax 17 gram daily, potassium chloride 10 MEQ daily, Seneca, 2 tablet BID, Anoro, A-N-O-R-O, Anoro, Alipta, 62.5 mcg/25 mcg, 1 inhalation daily. Rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, no ear nasalization, hard of hearing, pulmonary, no cough, no wheezing, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia, no heat accord intolerance. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 136/59, pulse 54, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration rate 20, pulse ox 96%. Head rate max, normophilic, eyes anacaric, no ear and discharge, throat clear, neck supple, longevity, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral onchi, heart estimate, true abdomen, soft, non-tender, balsam, past, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented M3, and ambulatory. Assessment, patient is admitted with generalized weakness. Next line, status post recent acute hypoxic respiratory failure due to flu infections. next line. Hypertension, next line. Ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Anxiety and depression, next line. History of chronic smoking. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, PTOT to increase her mobility, monitor labs and electrolytes, for precautions, code status discussed with the patient, she wants to be full code, care plan discussed with the nurse, and the physical therapy in the room. Thank you.